Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. My name is Ryan. This is Dr. Author Tony Lodge.
Yeah, g'day.
We are calling Amy, who's from right here in Melbourne, Australia.
I didn't even know that before I did the Aussie g'day.
She works in a government department. Is that just like you just don't ask any further questions if someone says that?
Yeah, because that's vague.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Amy.
It's Tony and Ryan. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good, Amy, but do you work for ACO?
Yeah, are you a government spy?
Oh, no, I'm a very boring government officer, unfortunately. I'm not one of the fun ones.
Oh, okay. That's
we
a real shame.
We thought maybe you were like Men in Black.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I wish. But even if I was, would I be allowed to tell you?
Well, that's what I was thought. When you it just said government department, I was like, that's vague enough to be sort of, you know.
Ooh.
Or would you say an accountant?
Could be right, sneaky.
Amy, blink once
yes.
if you're lying about being a spy.
It's a podcast. We can't see.
Yeah, we're not on FaceTime right now. So you're still not breaking any laws because you still haven't told us because we can't see.
That is true.
Or can we? Are we the spies? Do we have a little camera set up in your office and we're watching you right now?
Oh,
we're,
my God.
We're auditing
Amy to see.
Stop
watching porn at your desk.
Have we?
It's on the taxpayer dollar, so I'm very well behaved, I promise.
Okay, well, you're taking this phone call during work time.
No. Yeah, I believe it's pre-9:30 and is 9:30 when...
No?
I don't know. I'm trying to help Amy.
I appreciate it. Yeah. I need all the help I can get.
Yeah. Amy, will you approve today's episode?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's Legend. What a spy would say.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Amy from Melbourne and I approve this podcast.
All right, today, a tarpa needs your help, and we're talking about butts.
A sugar tarpa. And today is also a video show, mini hour show.
You can watch it on the Spotify app on your phone or on your smart TV.
Yep.
Merry Friday.
I like that.
Let me read this comment that the tarpa's submitted.
Mm-hmm. Anonymous sugar tarpa.
Anonymous sugar tarpa.
AS2.
I'm seeing a guy who's kind of like a sugar daddy, and recently he offered to pay for me to get a Brazilian butt lift.
Mm-hmm.
The suggestion caught me off guard, and I'm left with two main thoughts. One is that now I'm suddenly insecure because he's like, here's how you should like fix your body.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, he must really like me if he's willing to invest all this money
investment
in me because the BBL isn't cheap. And there's a lot of BBL in
how much is it? Do you know how much
it is? I actually don't. Can someone Google?
Oh, sorry.
But BBL is also in Australia, the Big Bash League for cricket.
Yeah, so which I don't like. It's too showy.
Yeah, Tony doesn't like it. But when
she turns around and they've got the light up wickets on her.
Yeah, but then the anonymous,
that's funny.
The anonymous tarpa like keeps going. Yeah, so the thing with the BBL and I'm like. Ugh.
Big Bash League, okay.
Yeah. Do we have price is 12 grand, roughly.
12 grand.
Is that Australian? Or is
US.
That
US? So
okay,
about
so
a
what's
million
that?
Australian.
$15 million. Yeah. So I feel like with the BBL, not the Big Bash League, but what do you actually, because you know how when they say like, oh, you've got a boob job, we make an incision here and it's not just like, they like put stuff in and what, like how does
well,
it?
Well, you just grabbed your boobs and lifted them. But the thing about the butt lift is it doesn't actually lift anything. It's just like the name. It doesn't refer to like, it's not actually lifting anything. Basically it takes, because I've done a lot of research.
You're like, I've got to Google this.
So it doesn't like raise your butt up, but
so
basically,
that's what I thought it was.
Yeah, nah.
But they pump it up like an air mattress and it just fucking.
But it looks like that because they take fat from other parts of your body, usually like your waist.
So it's a two
hips.
For one.
Yes, they suck it out of there and they pump that fat back into the top of your butt.
Oh, trigger warning because this is kind of gross.
Oh.
We're going to keep talking about this. So if you don't, just letting you know.
They take fat from other places that you don't want it and put it into your butt.
Have you ever,
Yeah, I have.
Have you ever put it in my butt? Yeah. So when you talk about like taking the fat out, it's like liposuction.
Yeah.
This is hell grim, but like, have you ever seen that done?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We both know what we're talking about. Let's not talk about it anymore. But isn't it so different to what you imagined? it's very aggressive.
And rough, yeah.
Rough, yeah.
Have you ever gone through like
I watched like that show Botched or whatever.
No,
you know,
I love
like
that. Is that those two guys who are in LA who are like fixing?
Well, yeah, like people get nasty plastic nasty as in like it gets infected or it needs to be fixed.
And they have to fix it or redo
it
and stuff.
And that And like those kinds of shows, like, and then they show the procedure.
What channel is that on? Is it like on like, Seven, mate, or something?
It used to be like on really late on Channel 9, I think.
Yeah.
So it would be like if you got home from dinner but you'd left the TV on for the dog, like that would be playing and you'd go, fuck, sorry, mate. Sorry you've been watching this.
And if you're a good boy, that won't happen to you.
Oh, God.
Remember how Channel 7 didn't have the rights to the cricket? So I'd settle in to watch the cricket and they'd just do repeats of Border Security.
Border Security, yeah.
I think something similar was the TV channel didn't have the online rights. So whenever I went to watch something else, I ended up just having a Botched.
Yeah. It was that like two episodes back to back.
For 2 weeks, it feels like all Bridget and I did was watch Botched or Nip Tuck or any different variation of that. And you're right, it's fucking all over the place.
It's actually quite rough. I think my thing with plastic surgery is like if you want it, go hard. Like it's your body and you get to pick like what you want to do with it. Like power to you, whoever fucking wants to get it. But my immediate red flag of the question is that this person offered. Like if I said to you, Ryan, like, oh, I'm thinking about getting my boobs done.
Yeah.
And then like it was a conversation. Then you went, oh, well, like I could give you the money for that. Like if that's something that would make you feel more confident or better about your body or whatever, like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
But like just out of nowhere being like, I could pay for a BBL if you want. Like what a dick.
Yeah.
That's like a shitty fucking thing to say to
someone.
Imagine
if you rocked up and were like, hey, Ryan, I'll pay for your dick enlargement.
Yeah. And you went, oh.
Is it?
Oh, okay. And like, didn't the tarpa say, I'm now feeling a bit insecure?
Absolutely,
because,
you would.
Yeah.
And you're right. She didn't ask for it.
Yeah. Like, and so that's my, like, how did this conversation come up and why did it end with this person unsolicited offer? And like, it's a surgery. I'm guessing it's like pretty intense.
Well, let me read a few of these comments because the tarpas have come to the rescue.
Oh,
Summer says, it's a really risky surgery. With some pros but lots of cons. If it's not something you wanted to do beforehand, like if you were always thinking about it and you're like, oh, what a good opportunity to not pay.
Yeah.
Sure, because if you were never thinking about it beforehand, don't. Don't feel like you need to accept this for his happiness.
Exactly. That's a great comment. Who wrote that?
Summer,
thank you.
Sarah, unless it's something you really want, then absolutely no. It's one of the highest risk surgeries and the recovery is awful.
The high? Well, I guess you wouldn't be able to sit down or anything.
Hannah,
I didn't even think about that.
Hannah said, I don't know if laughing is acceptable, but I think think of the realities of what I'm about to say. Hannah, the recovery is long. You're actually not allowed to sit on your butt for 10 weeks.
10 weeks?
Like, what the fuck do you
do? What are you supposed to do? What do you lay down, front down? So you're planking. Like, remember that? Remember when planking was a big thing?
Oh, what a great time for
the internet. I loved 2011.
Yeah. But not sitting on your... I haven't gone...
So you couldn't go in a car?
You couldn't sit on a couch?
But you couldn't go in the car. How would you get anywhere? Skateboard?
You know how there's pros and cons with everything in life?
Yeah.
Imagine there's steps.
What?
Well, like you're always...
But I don't think you'd be able to walk very much, would you? Because that's all your butt.
But if you can't sit and you can't stand, then what are you doing? You're planking.
Planking.
You jacked.
Yeah.
Forearms or whatever the fuck planking does.
So, like, I think if it was something that you really wanted to do and you'd talk to somebody about it and you're like, nope, like this, I understand the risks and this is what I want to do. But someone else forcing that on you, that's not okay.
Kate has a great idea.
Oh, yep.
I would never condone this. But I think it's a great idea.
Okay. It sounds like the same thing.
Kate says, tell the guy it's a great idea, I'd love to, and ask for the money and then just fucking leg it. Smart, Kate.
Very smart. Smart. So, yeah, because you end up with 15 grand and you fuck off this dick who wants you to get a surgery you've never talked about in your life.
Can
you imagine? It's like if somebody said to you, like, have you ever thought about getting your teeth done? And you go... No.
So James nearly fucking spat off his computer.
But you know what I meant?
Like, right, everyone's challenge for the weekend is to offer surgery to a friend.
No, before everyone comes for it. No, yeah. Buddy, we're not doing that. But like, is it like, what a power move? And yeah, like, you have to be a specific kind of cockhead to say that to someone. Like, oh yeah, like if you.
Oh, I'd say the opposite. Or, is also,
or
a
if you said,
move.
I'm going in for surgery, like to get, I don't know, an ingrown toenail fucking taken care of or something. They go, oh, to get your teeth done? And you go, oh, no, like it's actually like a medical procedure. Like, it's not selective or whatever the thing
what
is.
What if someone you went to high school with, you run into them now and they go, I just love that you've decided to age naturally and you've kept those teeth.
I would go, how did you get in here?
In where?
Wherever they are, they don't deserve to be. They don't deserve to be anywhere near me.
How did you get in here? I'm in an Aldi.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't see Tony in an Aldi though. She's better than that.
No, I'm not better than an Aldi. I just don't trust it, I believe is what I said. They're not the same. But I actually also like fucking, if you want to do it, do it. But I don't think anyone should ever like force you to do it.
Let me read. Or paraphrase rather, there's a lady named Angela Babsitz. Is that how we'd pronounce her last name? Fuck, sorry, Angela.
Yeah, sorry, Angela, if that's not
she's
right.
She's on YouTuber. She's hot as.
She's on YouTuber.
She's a YouTuber on YouTube. Great place to do it.
Yeah. And, she's a YouTuber at Aldi.
hot girl, had a lot of work done in terms love of it. Like, this is what I do. I'm fucking live my best life.
Love it.
And she goes, I've got a butt lift and just let me give you some insight.
Yeah. Oh, so she's had it done.
She's had it done.
Right.
Recovery, brutal. But then after a few months, it was going all well and she was like, liking a new butt.
Love
that
it.
That was great. 4 months after surgery, she felt her butt cheek was bruised, like it felt like a bruise. Like, you know, that's that feeling of like you've been hit or something.
Yeah.
A few days later, that bruise had turned into a lump. She says it looked and felt really painful and it was like a golf ball was trying to poke through my skin.
Oh, my God.
A doctor said if she didn't go into ER right away, the infection would poke through her skin like cauliflower, like sort of like, you know, like pushing through, and then she needed to get it drained. They put in a loop drain in her butt, which is like a piece of string that goes in one hole and out of the other, and you have to shuffle along. And apparently when they drain the fluid, it stank.
Okay, all right. Yep. That's enough. Okay.
It fucking stank.
Stop her.
She had to do this a few times a day until her body rejected the loop drain and pushed it out, creating a giant hole in the butt where the loop string thing used to go. So she goes back to the original place and she's like in extreme pain.
Take this out.
She's like, I don't know what's going on.
So she made a YouTube of like her experience.
She's just
with
like
the,
to camera being like, here's what happened.
Wow.
2 years after seeing the wound specialist, she still has to get regular steroid injections and the scar looks like a dog has recently bitten her, but it's like just always recently bitten, like 2 years. It just always looks like she was just bitten by a dog. So I guess what we're saying is, TARPA, proceed with caution. Like, as
just
in,
don't
live your
do
life
it.
With caution. Yeah, just
take the money though, for sure.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. Ring that guy dry. But like, yeah, no, that just sounds. I mean, if it's something that you really want to do, like, I guess, yeah, do it with the knowledge of like what it could be. But anything could go wrong again. Like,
listen to you.
No, I'm just trying to like. Because I don't want it to also be like shamey for people that want to do it because I think like live your best life. But if you've never thought about doing it, don't just do it because someone offered to pay for it.
Should we not sit on our butts for 10 weeks just like as a challenge?
No. Sounds awful.
Mm. How about 10 minutes? Still no.
Still no. Yeah.
Try 6 months.
Well, no, if I can't do 10
I just
minutes.
Said 10 minutes.
No, I can't do that. Because I had that.
What? Oh, of course, your asshole story, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell your asshole story?
Well, yeah, I mean, I had a...
Do we want James to tell his asshole story? give us the two-sentence version because it's fucking more grim than that.
Well, I had a Brazilian butt lift. No.
I can tell you haven't because you...
We can tell you haven't.
Yeah.
Flat ass, okay.
Yeah.
I had a issue, and then basically they had to put a seton in, which is kind of like what you described of a rubber band, basically.
Also, James told us this in his job interview.
Yeah.
And we still hired him.
We were eating as well. Yeah. We were eating charcoal jellies.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it takes a long time. And
so when you say you can't sit, what is that?
Like, literally, it hurts to sit. So I was lucky that it actually happened during lockdown. So I was one of the few people like, this kind of worked for me because I...
Just walk it off.
So did you just lay on your front? You just lay on your front the whole time?
I positioned the couch so that I could lay on it and I could work... Because you're using computer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I kind of got lucky. And because no one else could do anything because of lockdown, so...
You didn't miss out on anything.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Six months.
To be cool, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not for me. It's not for me.
Hey, it's Amy from Melbourne and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tuppers over at our Patreon. All the names are scrolling across the bottom of the thing, and it takes about 900 years to get through them all. So if you haven't seen yours yet, it's coming.
For every tier of Patreon, our 9-year-old tuppers, exclusive and champions, all there.
Taylor Lunsford, thank you so much for being part of our Patreon. Mick, love you, Mick. Rebecca Soach, Jonathan Funk, and Remy Rivera. Thank you very much, guys, for being part of our Patreon. Absolutely love to see it.
Love to see it. Tony, how's your new life as a Hawks fan?
It's good. I feel very proud.
Did you watch the boys last week?
Yep. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. But I feel very loyal to the Hawks. I've got a little Hawks gibbet on my Crocs.
Yep. Next week you're seeing them at the MCG
MCG, which I'm very, very excited about. Yep. I'll wear my Crocs in the box, I guess.
Crocs in the box. You like Crocs in the box?
In the box.
Or is it like a not in those shoes kind of?
No, it says
or is it our box, our rules?
Yeah, it says on the thing like a dress code at like guests' discretion. So you could have it as whatever.
What would you like? Oh, we'll get to that, I guess.
Anyway, but so I'm feeling very loyal to my new team.
Yep.
And I think it's coming at a price.
Oh.
So I've never done footy tipping before.
Oh. And have you not worked in an Australian business?
I
feel like it's scandalous. Every workplace has footy tipping.
No workplace has ever done it where I've worked, where it's been like.
We worked together at Kiss and Huggy.
Yeah.
Very enthusiastic about footy tipping.
So maybe
I think I'm still in it.
Maybe it's just that like they send the email and I go, oh, I don't really know what that is, and I just didn't do it. But I've never done it before, never done it in a workplace.
Is it big in other countries, footy tipping?
I don't know. But like, isn't in America like fantasy football's a thing?
Yeah.
So maybe they wouldn't tip on actual games.
Oh, there's that here as well, but tipping's just like everyone can get involved because it's easy.
Yeah. Well, so basically if you don't know what it is, it's like every week they've got all the games lined up and who's versing who, and you pick who you think's going to win.
Yep.
And like, and that's it.
Every week there's a winner who got the most tips right at the end of the year, and it all accumulates at the end of the year. It's like just it's almost like a staff morale because you come in on Monday, go, oh, bloody Tone, got about 7 on the weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's a, you know, it's quite cool.
Have you found yourself, I don't know if you watch much, but whoever I tip, suddenly I barrack for them because you're barracking for your tips.
Well, yeah, because you like want to, it's wanna the win. Pride of like wanting to win. Yeah, exactly. And so we had the footy on since starting. So hang on. The tipping competition I've been roped into is with the McKinleys. So
A family tipping.
Yes, I'm part of the McKinley family tipping. So my friend Jane, her family, and like, they're great. We've spent Christmas with them and we've been to the footy with them and stuff. Yep. And it's really good. We're in like a big group chat. There's 10 of us in this tipping family group chat.
Yep.
And in the competition. But like, I'm kind of just like making it up. And because in the where you go to put your tips in, it has like down the middle and it's like blah versus blah. And then it's got like tipster's choice, like who have most people picked.
Oh.
And so you can kind of like make like a bit of like an educated.
Yeah.
Guess. But I'm just kind of like making it up.
Well, there's like this stereotype that it's always like in the final round, it's down to two, and it's the guy that's really into footy. And then there's the girl who's like never watched a game and just goes, oh, I don't know. I just like their colours.
Yeah.
And they're also killing it.
Yeah. But so whenever I like start something, I just expect that I'm going to be like a prodigy at it. Like,
yes.
Like, I literally, I'm just like, I've never tried that before. Imagine if I'm the next big thing in that thing.
Which events are you competing in at the Olympics this year?
Swimming.
Swimming?
Yeah.
You reckon you could do swimming at the Olympics?
Mm-hmm. I've said this before and I back it in. What back a, in the day, maybe not today.
What of what stroke and distance?
Any, I'm a swimming mastermind. Anyway, no, so I'm in this tipping thing with Jane's family and like I said, we've been spent Christmas with them and like we're in this group chat already and Jane's brother, AB, he's super into footy. Well, their whole family is like real sporty family and he goes, I'm setting up a footy tipping for our group chat like and everyone send me $10 and at the end of the year we'll like.
Is that winner takes all?
Yeah, winner takes all.
Is there a queue whoever comes last gets their $10 back? Sometimes that's a nice little.
There might be, But anyway, so there's 10 of us, $10 each. Is what's that, $100?
Mate, you are an economist.
Supply and demand, baby. Anyway, so I get along with her family awesome and like Torbs and I joined the footy tipping and anyway, AB's girlfriend Georgia is fucking smashing us.
Really?
She is. She's got. She hasn't gotten one wrong yet. Like she's got a perfect game so far.
Fuck right,
And a very close second is Torbs.
Really?
So two ring-ins. Because I consider myself
not a ring-in?
In this situation. I'm
you're in someone else's family tipping and you're saying you're not a ring-in.
But like in this situation, I'm more of a McKinlay than Torbs.
Well, I think neither that's of you fair. Are McKinlays.
No, no, no. But I think it's
no,
fair
you're
to
both
say
ring-ins.
I'm more of a McKinlay. No. So out of every couple, if there's one ring-in, Torbs is like my plus one. Do you know what I mean? And that's okay. That's okay to say. But Georgia.
Has there ever been an instance where you've been Torbs' plus one or the main character's
with
not
his family? With his family, I'm the plus one.
Okay.
That's okay.
No. That's surprising for you to admit that.
Oh, I don't mind maybe being the plus one, plus one for his family. Yeah. But anyway, so we got Georgia and Torbs smashing the rest of us. And I messaged a group chat the other day and I said, elephant in the room, guys, Georgia's obviously cheating. Something's amiss here.
Well, she's called the AFL and said, I've actually tipped Brisbane to lose, so if you can do the rest.
So if you could make that happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, but like there's something that's killing me because like after I found out that I wasn't a tipping prodigy, like I followed.
Does this happen most times when you decide you're going to be a prodigy and then you do it once, realize you're not?
Except I'm still doing the tipping because it's quite easy, but I'm just like not that good at it. But it's still fun and I like watching the footy after I've tipped and you feel like, yeah, you're kind of in it. But anyway, I followed the tipster's choice last week because I was like, look, I can't afford to like keep sucking dick. Like I really need to like win some points back. Yeah. And I go down and I pick the tipster's choice for all of them. Like 89% reckon that Blah will win, you know.
I feel like that's sort of cheating.
I think it's just like the data of like who everyone's picked.
Oh, I mean, yeah, but it still feels like it's cheating.
But it.
If you know nothing and then someone goes, well, 98% of people said this, then that's like.
Well, yeah, that's a good point because that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But so last week I'm going down the list and I'm going like, yep, I'm going with the one who's like the larger percentage. And I scroll down to the Hawthorn game.
Our Hawks,
the family club.
Yep.
And they weren't the choice.
No, and they won't be any week all year because we suck.
Okay. Well, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
I felt compelled to tip for them because they're my club.
They are.
And so I go, okay, well, of course I'm going to pick the Hawks. Like, doesn't matter that our Hawkies aren't bloody tipped to win. I'm going to, of course, like, solidarity. Like, that's my family
club
out there. Luke Bruce, he's going to fucking smash it for me.
Yeah.
And I've got to back him 100%. So then I picked them, then they didn't win.
Well, if Luke Bruce had kicked a bit straighter, we probably would have. Just saying.
Well, Luke's a good friend of mine, mate, so I won't actually take that, you saying that.
Yeah.
But I just feel like with the footy tipping, I'm new to this.
Mm-hmm.
You might have some insight. Do you have to tip your team if they're not going to win?
So can you say that out loud for the record?
Do you have to tip your team if they're not going to win? Like, is it, you know, is it the love and the support or is it wanting to win $100, you know, $100?
Well, $100 is $100.
That's pretty
good.
Never
forget that.
Do you know what I mean?
But here's the things you got to keep in mind.
Okay, because I'm new to this, so I need to hear from an OG.
When you say if you know they're going to lose, like, the thing about tipping is you're not playing the game. Like, there's other, like when you say she's a prodigy, I'm no good at it. Like, sometimes teams lose and they're not supposed to win, and like sometimes you can get things wrong.
Oh,
we need to allow for this. Second of all,
100%, I'm not,
if you're a true fan, you'll know that they're going to win.
Well, see, this is the, I was like, they're going to, this is where the prodigy part comes in, that I tip against what everyone else says and then they come through. Yep. But then what I did last week was I just tipped with the majority and I still fucking sucked ass.
Yeah.
So I don't think that the fucking percentages mean anything really. However,
there was a few upsets on the weekend.
Then when you just said, oh, not everyone knows who's going to win. If we rewind to about 5 minutes ago, you said they're never going to win.
Well, that's just Hawthorne shit. But they're never going to be the most predicted, like, to win on the thing. Yeah,
right. So it's they're unpredictable because you never know when they're going to, like, come from behind. But here's the thing about
being a biased, one-eyed, stupid supporter. Is that even though we suck, and we're coming up the best team.
Thanks for saying we, because I feel included.
Because of our passion, I sit there going, oh, but
you can win by a point.
Yeah, but you know? if he gets going and that other guy from the other team, he doesn't have a great day, and and you start kind of trying to convince yourself.
Yeah, I think that's called gaslighting.
Yeah, so you gaslight yourself. But even in a shit team, the players in the team will go out thinking they're going to win.
Oh, totally. I think I'm going to win every day.
And then
day.
About 5 minutes into the first quarter, you go, oh, maybe that's not going to work.
No. But you still got to stay to the end. It's like when we said about the parking.
You got to stay the end.
You can't get out because the car park's going to get busy. You got to stay the whole time.
Let me propose a situation to you.
Mm-hmm.
You tip against the Hawks.
Yep.
And they win.
Oh. And wouldn't I be devastated that I didn't trust them?
There is no worse feeling in the world. I would rather tip Hawthorne every week and then lose every week.
Yeah.
I'll cop that.
Yeah.
But if I tip against them and they win.
Because, like, I don't want to tip against them just to look cool and win $100.
Well, it sounds like that's what you want to do. It sounds like you're asking permission to do that.
I'm saying
I'm at $100, to quote Tony Lodge, $100 is $100.
I'm saying I'm at a crossroads.
Yeah.
And I don't know the etiquette of following, you know, true blood style, our football club, which I am now doing.
Sorry, I've been distracted. Is Crossroads the movie with Britney Spears?
It is, yeah. It's a really good movie.
Is she a Hawks girl?
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah.
But the thing is that I'm at a crossroads of, like, what's the right thing to do, and does everybody tip their team because you go, oh, well, they're my team, they're going to win.
All right, imagine this. You tip against Hawthorne and then you're watching the game. Who are you barracking for?
Oh, I'm barracking for Hawthorne 100%.
So you're barracking against your tip. See how then you're like, it's a bit, you're Natalie and Brulia all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Gets close at the end and you go, oh, but if we lose, at least I'll get my tip right.
I'm a winner either way. Yeah, that, and that feels dirty.
You're also a loser either way. Yeah.
It feels dirty, doesn't it? I just said dirty.
You dirty, dirty dog.
Dirty dog.
You dirty dog.
Yeah, okay. All right. I actually just got to go because I got to change my tips.
Well,
to Hawthorne.
We're playing Melbourne tomorrow, who are pretty good.
I'll leave it. No. They're my team. They're my Hawkies, and I'm bloody tip them.
Well,
back them.
Next Thursday or Friday before the Easter round, before we go to the football, we'll revisit this.
I can't wait to go to the football concert. Yep. I'm so excited.
Don't say football concert.
I'm very excited.
Are you going to embarrass me in front of Hawks people?
No.
She's nodding. For those listening, she's nodding. Guys, I got to love to see it.
Amazing.
Thanks to Daniel and also Keisha for bringing this to my attention. Multiple people have tagged me in this.
Oh, great. I love it when heaps of people tag you in something that you like and you go, oh, you know me.
This is a you know me energy.
Yep.
McDonald's in the UK have brought out something for, have you seen this?
I think I have, yeah.
We all know that hot cross buns fucking rule.
They rule. Hot cross buns rule.
Tony.
Oh,
what?
That can fuck me in the ass. Hot cross bun pie. So you know how McDonald's do the apple pie or the deep fried pie? This is a hot cross bun pie. And let me read out the them putting the calories on it fucking is a bit of
that
a fucking
really
slap
takes,
in the face, isn't it?
That takes it away from me, doesn't it?
The description. Sorry, I forgot the fucking word. Crispy cinnamon. Hang on, let me. Crispy cinnamon pastry filled with a spiced fruit mix and butter flavour cream filling.
Fuck.
doesn't that get you horned up?
I got something else for you, Lodge.
Oh. Hang on. Spoiling me. Two things.
They're also doing a
hot... Hang on. Did you say this is only in the UK?
Yeah, but we...
So we won't get this?
Business trip.
Would we fly to the UK for this?
I'm thinking about it. That's insane.
Actually, would McCafe send us to the UK to have this?
Tag them. Come on, everyone.
That.
We know McCafe.
No.
Very well. Daily, in fact.
Yeah.
We never drink coffee anywhere else.
Yeah, we're fans, big fans. I asked them to put my water in this.
You went to the McCafe to ask them to fill your drink bottle with water.
With water.
First of all, that's amazing. Yes. The hot cross bun latte. It's a complimentary product.
Free?
No, like it complements the other.
Oh.
You go there, yeah, like, no, no. I realize how I said that will make it sound like it's free. And
like
I don't,
when you go to a hotel and like
I don't want to get
the toothbrush is complimentary. That you don't walk in there and the toothbrush goes, hey, good looking. Like it doesn't feel like
a... Also, I've spent the last 2 minutes trying to copy and paste this picture.
Yeah, so, I don't know what's going
so
on.
So I've got a picture of the hot cross bun and a picture of the coffee, and then I'm like, every time I press paste, it just keeps pasting the hot cross bun.
Well, you know what? That looks
it's
amazing.
It's on the screen if you're watching.
And I think that we need to get in touch with McCafe.
When's
about
Easter?
This.
Oh, fuck, it's this week.
Oh, nah. Oh, it's only a week away.
Yeah. What are you doing next week?
I've
got an exam on Monday.
I've got to do my tips, that's for sure. That'll take me a bit of time.
You can do them in the lounge.
Do them in the lounge?
After my exam, if we went straight away.
Bit of a brainstorm, I think, is required on this because... That is amazing. Okay. I've got your love to see it, though, to wrap us up for the week. And this is a good one for you,
Ryan.
Is it
hot cross bun related?
It isn't, unfortunately, but I think you'll really, really like this for you, Ryan, and all the parents that are listening and watching.
Okay.
This one's from Bronwyn Hunter. Bronwyn says...
I've seen this.
After almost 3 years...
Sorry, I'll wait for her to say the thing.
Yeah.
And I'll also think of another you'll have to see it for me for Monday.
After almost 3 years, my son has officially finally slept through the night. 8 p.m.
Oh, you don't like that?
I'm fucking talking. Shut up. Has finally slept through the night, 8 p.m. till 5 a.m., no wake-ups, in his own bed the last 3 nights. You bloody love to see it, and now you can clap.
Thank you. Thank you. That's amazing.
Oh, we've got a all of our team here except for me have kids, so I'm like watching everyone's face like, oh, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I thought, Bronwyn, you love to see that. And thank you for sharing that with us. That's a real parenting win. I fucking love that.
It's a huge parenting win. Good on you. Enjoy them sleeps.
And do you reckon that Bronwyn's just feeling like... $1 billion at the moment, like 3 full nights of sleep, but God, that's like worth its weight in gold.
I don't know if other parents are going through this, but like I think back to pre-kids when I was getting a full night's sleep and like, why was I not running multiple marathons every day and like how was I just so like life was so easy back then. What? How many marathons did you run today?
Well, okay. Well, good areas.
But good on you for not fixing those teeth.
Well, we're back on Monday.
How is your running going?
I don't know.
Actually, though.
No, I don't feel like I want to talk about anything now because I did have a full night's sleep, so I'm...
Yeah, but you're the muscles of this podcast, so you get a full night's sleep and you carry this show. You carry this community. You're a doctor and a best-selling doctor author.
Yeah, I've got too much on.
Yeah.
We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend. Thank you for watching, for listening, wherever you are. But we'll see you Monday.
We'll chat to you Monday live from the UK.
No.
Live from the... Nope. Or do you reckon they could fly... Where's halfway?
Over.
No, they could meet them in Dubai.
No, could they just ship one over? I'll eat it cold, pop it in the microwave.
I was gonna say, it'd probably be cold. Air fryer?
Yeah, that'd be good. In the air fryer would be good.
Hang on. Let's skip the middleman. Can a Tafa just go and get one and send it to us?
pop it in the FedEx.
If you just got a,
what's the fastest you could post something from the UK to Melbourne?
2 or 3 days, maybe.
I think you can do overnight.
Overnight?
Well, 24 hours, like the full flight time.
Would the latte? Would you be able to put in a cup? Or would you have to just pour it into an envelope?
Oh, that's a good point. What about a bag, a Ziploc bag?
Yes.
And then we poke like a straw in the bag, like a Capri Sun.
If you're listening from the UK.
Yeah, well, this is a live brainstorm. Maybe we can have a further brainstorm in today's episode thread. Yeah.
We'll figure something out.
Take your ideas. Maybe there's a flight attendant that's doing a London to Melbourne that could fucking pop it in her handbag or in her backpack or something.
Can we make our own? Because I'm assuming if we put a hot cross bun and some warm war milk into a blender.
Into my Nutribullet.
Is that not what they're doing?
Do you know what we could do?
None of this?
Just eat a hot cross bun.
Yeah, none of this?
Yeah. I mean, so a bit live brainstorm. We could do it.
Yeah, but we wouldn't get the points.
Yeah, the point is it is a good point. All right, goodbye.
See you later.
Love you, bye.